Friends, we now move on to the next chapter, chapter number 8 of our subject Innovation Management, and the name of the chapter is Doing the Extraordinary. Earlier we discussed the strategic thinking has three parts. The first was seeing the big picture. We have discussed this. Then looking to the future, that also we have discussed in the earlier chapters. And now the third point of that strategic thinking is doing the extraordinary. In today's world, with more demanding customers, more demanding citizens, more demanding employees, ordinary is no longer good enough. Everywhere we see only ordinary things. Ordinary is not good enough. Instead, customers, citizens, employees are looking for the extraordinary, which means exceptional, surprising, and usually great. Something extraordinary has to be given to them. For that, we are discussing some extraordinary strategies as a part of our strategic thinking. Extraordinary strategy. Number one, target the most profitable customer. Okay, we have discussed that we should not make difference between big and small customers, but one strategy in that also we can definitely do. Target the most profitable customer. To target your most profitable customer, ask yourself the following questions. Who are my most profitable customers? Who are regularly giving me big orders and I get more profit margin in their supplies, their orders? Who are the most profitable customers? Second, who will be the most profitable customers in the future? Today, they are not very much profitable, but a trend is seen where those customers, for example, there are 10 customers in that, 2 customers are not so profitable today, but there are clear trends that those will become the biggest customers in the future, most profitable customers in the future. Target them. What specific needs do they have now and will they have in the future? What specific needs do they have now and what specific needs they will have in the future? Look, focus on these customers. Then your business will grow. Extraordinary strategy number one, target the most profitable customers of today, target the most profitable customers of future, look after their specific needs now, look after their specific needs of the future. As a business strategy, strategical thinking, we have seen. Now, I will tell you the strategies. Extraordinary strategy. Number two, offer something distinctly new and better to the customer. Customer has lot of money. Customer has many choices. Don't forget this. Offer him something distinctly new and better. We have seen this in earlier chapters. Ask yourself the following questions. how is this idea distinctly new and better for the customer? Customer is seeing this kind of a product for the first time. He is getting thrilled because of the new and distinctly better product. Are you able to offer this? How does this idea stand out in the marketplace? There are no competitors for this idea. It's a first timer in the market. Offer something exclusive. How is this idea distinctly new and better for our organization? Our organization also must grow. Customer base also must grow. So offer something extremely new, distinctly better to the customer, and this idea must benefit the organization also, or organization as well as customer, or only organization or only customer, but idea must be distinctly new and better. Extraordinary strategy number 3, set your innovation priorities. Have we identified our product, customer, region, and project innovation priorities? Prioritize the innovation project in a product. Which customer to be prioritized? With region, for example, Maharashtra, Kerala, Jammu and Kashmir. Then we have 10 projects, prioritize them. Which is to be taken first? Which is to be taken next? Do we have a mix of priorities in our portfolio in order to manage risks? For example, innovation project will create certain risks. So we must have a mix and match in our portfolio in order to manage risks. Have we identified a strong innovation pipeline of new product, service and project ideas for the future? Have we identified and discontinued any losing products, services or projects, so that in that we can take the innovation project? Losing product, losing services, so that we can prioritize in those areas. That is the extraordinary strategy number 3. Depending on how much risk your organization wants to take, because innovation project will create certain risk, you should have a mix of priorities, such as a mix of consumer groups or customer groups, a mix of high and low levels of service in which you want to innovate, a mix of current and new distribution channels, a mix of short-term and long-term projects, a mix of efficiency, evolutionary and revolutionary projects. Because if we do only revolutionary projects, it may create a chaos in your organization, because too many risks you are taking. So you should have a mix and match, a mix of duplicated projects which you have already done. So you should have a mix of priorities and set your innovation priorities, so that whatever risk you are taking is minimal. And that is the extraordinary strategy number 3. Extraordinary strategy number 4 is, make sure it is easy. Make it easy to understand. Make it easy to buy. Make it easy to use. Become extraordinary by making it easy. Ask yourself the following questions. How is your idea easy to understand? We have seen it earlier. How is your idea about product, service, program or process easy to understand? That is a requirement. How is your idea, product, service, program or process easy to buy? How is your idea easy to use? We have to make sure that it is easy. Then only it will work. Then extraordinary strategy number 5. Pick up the pace. Eliminate unnecessary step in your processes. Make it fast. Look at which step is adding value, which step is not adding value. Find the bottlenecks in your processes. Constraints. Look at the constraint which is holding up your progress. Implement seamless processes, continuous processes. Simplify decision making. Have everyone identify the secret traditions that no longer add value. We have been doing this for 45 years, but now it is not adding any value. So stop it. Don't do it. Have everyone identify the secret traditions which are not adding value anymore. Take advantage of technology, new technology, emerging technology. Operate on customer hours. If customers are working in the night in your country, you also have to work during night. Don't say that I will not work in night because I have to sleep. When customer is working, that time you should work. Pick up the pace. If customer wants the product in 3 months, don't say that my cycle time is 6 months. Pick up the pace. Work as per customer requirement. Otherwise, you can't survive. Become extraordinary by picking up the pace. How can we eliminate unnecessary activities or the crazy things so that resources can be funneled toward more innovative activities? Consider this. Pick up the pace. How can we simplify decision making so those innovative ideas can make it through the system quickly? How can we take advantage of technology to quickly deliver something distinctly new and better to the customer? Then, extraordinary strategy number 6. Systemize with the modules. What is a module? Module is a standardized part which has all standard dimensions, which can be manufactured in big, big quantities. By moving to standardized parts, an organization can eliminate the wasted time and effort spent reinventing the wheel every time, each time that part is needed. Standardized parts are available. Modules. How can we use the concept of modules to simplify our customers' buying process? How can we modularize our internal processes? How can we use the concept of modules for our future plans? Consider this. So that we just assemble the modules and create the product. You know the modular kitchen, where some modules are just assembled and one kitchen is created. Systemize with modules. Extraordinary strategy number 7, profit from the power of branding. Branding is very essential nowadays. If I want to buy a cold drink, I will go for brand like Coca-Cola. If somebody is selling a non-branded drink, I don't want to take it because I don't believe that it is produced by a good quality manufacturer. Become extraordinary by profiting from the power of branding. Ask yourself the following questions. How can we use the power of branding to simplify our selling message? We are there since 100 years. We have always produced quality. We are known for quality. So, you buy the product. How can we use the power of branding to increase the consistency of selling message? How can we use the power of branding to position our programs to the employees in our organization? Extraordinary strategy number 8. Add credibility. Customer will buy your product if they feel that you are credible. So you have to add credibility. How can we add prestige by winning an award? For example, we can say that our organization has achieved Malcolm Baldrige Award, Deming Award, President's Award. So you become more credible. People believe in you. How can we gain support from leading authorities in our field? How could we enable potential customers to test this product or service? Add credibility. Ask customers to test our product. Then they will spread the word. Extraordinary strategy number 9. Create networks, which I call at magnet works. Network within the organization. Network of innovation. Network within organization means break down your walls between departments. Inspire others to share their insights, share their stimuli, share their ideas, share their resources, share their learning in order to tap into an organization's collective wisdom. It is not that innovation is happening only in one department. It is separately occurring in one department, separately occurring in other department, but they don't see each other faces. Let there be collective wisdom. Let people speak to each other. Let one department speak to another department about their insights. Let them share. Let there be a healthy atmosphere of sharing. Network to learn from others. Network to share the infrastructure burden with other competitors also. Network to share research and development insights and responsibilities. Network to outsource. Network to enhance buying or selling power. Network to create an organization of managed companies. Network to provide a hub or meeting place for others. Let the people come together and meet regularly. Become extraordinary by creating a magnet work. Network which is having magnetic strength. Ask yourself, how strong are our networks within our organization? Are people speaking to each other or not? How can we network within other organizations? Are they able to share their insights with us? How can we share our ideas with them? even if competitors, they should share their ideas with us, we should share our ideas with them. Networking, innovation network. How can we use technology to strengthen our magnet work? Technology, internet, mobile applications. Thank you.